This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought I deleted that. All right, Cinco to Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. All right, Evan just mentioned it. Russell Wilson is meeting the media as we speak. My Cinco to Five-O today is the top five potential headlines we could see from the 2025 Giants. All right?
All right.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Wilson from Castaway to the streets of Philadelphia. A little Tom Hanks reference there. Russell Wilson leads Giants past the Eagles in Philly with a 3-touchdown performance. What do you think of that?
Wow.
It's dangerously good.
That better not be the catchphrase. All right, here
waiting,
we go.
I was waiting for that.
Number four.
All right, number four, the top five potential headlines we could see from the 2025 Giants. Lord, please deliver Giant fans from Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston throws for 700 yards and 5 touchdowns, 3 to the other team, in a 48-42 loss to the Vikings at MetLife Stadium. So you get the full Jameis Winston experience, and Lord, please deliver us from Jameis Winston.
I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
We all
number
are,
Jameis. Three.
All right, number three is the San Francisco beat. Giants leave their heart in San Francisco as Aaron Rodgers leads the 49ers past Russell Wilson and the Giants 21-10. That's number three. So Aaron Rodgers would be a member of the San Francisco 49ers.
Rodgers fantasy to San Francisco will never go away, will it?
I think he's still holding out hope for them.
Maybe.
Purdy's still not signed long term. All right, here we go.
Number two.
Funny how Giants roll the dice with Tommy DeVito, and it pays off in a 50-0 win over the Raiders in Las Vegas.
Come on, clown. I amuse you.
Yes. That'll be week 16.
I'm surprised that wasn't number one.
Well, this is why.
Number one.
Number one on the top five potential headlines we could see from the 2025 Giants. Acknowledge him. Deion Sanders next in line to become the head coach of the table in a bloodline angle with his sons Shador and Shiloh on the Giants.
You ain't make me, so you can't break me.
Fair or not, it's a very good Cinco. Cinco to five every day, close to 5 o'clock. Whether you like it or not, that is the one negative that comes with Shador Sanders, and it's not his own fault, and it's not even his father's fault. There will naturally be an irrational or sort of rational belief that if things go bad with Brian Daboll, they'll just hire Deion Sanders.
Yes.
And it's not really anybody's fault. Like, I don't think Deion's campaigning for it. Shador's not going to campaign for it, but the father of a quarterback prospect is a really good college coach.
Yeah.
Like, so, he's just natural.
And so he becomes the option you're going to talk about, even if it's not a reality.
Yeah.
And even if Deion says he doesn't want to coach in the NFL, which he basically did. He said he's building something in Colorado, wants to be in Colorado. But the best laid plans, as we all know, sometimes change. And so if Dave's and Shane are out and Deion Sanders has an opportunity, he's not going to say, no, I'm not interested at all.
No, he'll have a conversation.
Absolutely he will, and he should.
Yeah. I mean, I think eventually he's going to coach in the NFL. I'm not sure when, not sure with which team. Naturally, Dallas seems to be the perfect fit. But I think Deion is going to eventually make the jump. I mean, he was a former great NFL player. He's doing a wonderful job in college, but I think eventually you have that itch to do it at the top level. Even think of some of the great college coaches. May not work at the NFL, but they try. Nick Saban tried.
Mm-hmm.
He tried. Rick Pitino tried. Had success with the Knicks, not as much the second time around. Coach Cal tried. I'm not going to comment on that any further, but he tried. Anyhow, Russell Wilson is meeting the media. What are our biggest takeaways so far?
All right, so the first clip we're going to hear from here is about Russell Wilson expecting to be the starting quarterback of the Giants. Listen closely.
Okay.
We may have the Russell Wilson catchphrase in this clip. All right, here is Russell Wilson.
Do you expect to be the starter? You have to compete for that? Like, how do you view that?
Yeah, I expect to be a starter and come in here and be ready to rock and roll every day. I think to get a lead, I think this team's really looking for somebody to lead them in every way in terms of the process, in the offseason, during the season. Our habits and our thought process and how we create a great winning culture and how do we continue to establish that and to really build on the things that we do well and the things that we continue to need to do. And so I think the big part for me is, this might be my 14th year to be able to lead an amazing group of men that really have, big hopes and goals and dreams and desires. And we all share the same goal. And so I think that's the best part about it is, I get to be around a lot of, extremely talented guys.
Wait, so what was it?
The slogan?
Let's rock and roll.
Let's rock and roll.
Rock and roll every day.
Rock and roll every
day. Oh, God, no.
Why did he slip that in? Uh-huh. Ready to rock and roll every day? That's going to be the slogan.
Does he realize it's not Cleveland? Like, he didn't sign with the Browns? I mean, it's not rock and roll every day.
We went to the Jersey Hall of Fame, which Tiki, of course, is in. There were a lot of rock stars in there. Jersey's known for their rock stars, Bruce.
That's
so maybe
true.
He's getting into the rock and roll feel here.
Yeah,
that better not be the catchphrase.
No, I think
Bon Jovi.
I think he thought he was going to Cleveland and was like, Cleveland Rock.
Wait, I'm in New York? This isn't the Browns?
That answer, by the way, see, there are two very different things, and I'm not sure if a reporter went specific here, but the question and the way I'd phrase it with Russell Wilson is, did the Giants promise you that you're going to be the starting quarterback? Because, of course, he should expect to be the starting quarterback. He's a competitor.
Yeah, he didn't answer the question the way that I think the reporter wanted, because he didn't ask it the right way. He said, I'm going to be the starter, basically.
Right.
Or I'm expecting to be the starter, or whatever he said. But it wasn't, is this a competition?
Right.
That's really what we want to know.
Is this a competition? And when you signed, what did they tell you?
Yeah.
Like, this bothered me about Clay Holmes for a while. It was actually Sal. I give him credit who asked him when Clay was on with Joe and Sal at Amazing Day.
Yeah.
All I wanted someone to ask Clay Holmes was, have you been promised that you're a starter? Like, is there a scenario where you could move to the bullpen? And Clay was asked it and finally gave an answer, which is, no, I wasn't promised anything. Like, they could move him to the bullpen.
Yeah.
So in the case of Russ, it would be, what did they tell you? Did they promise you a job?
Okay, so I don't have the audio for this one, but this is from Ryan Dunleavy on Twitter. Asked about mentoring a rookie quarterback with the Giants, Russell Wilson said, quote, you always handle yourself first. Not exactly.
That was his answer?
Yeah, that's the quote there.
What?
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say I cannot judge that till I hear it.
Yep, because then he went on in the tweet to say from there, he said, everyone follows suit and grows with you and learns your habits. So he's saying you lead by example?
Yeah, right? That's what I think he's saying.
Okay, so we have audio on this one. This is about Russell Wilson being in New York and bringing winning back to the Giants. Here we go.
Coming here, obviously being in New York, it's an exciting place to play. It's a place that wants to win. It's a place that knows how to win and has won before. And so for me, it's bringing everything I know, all the experiences, all the touchdowns, all the wins, but also all the love and passion for the game to this locker room. And that's what I'm really excited for. And it's going to be a special, special thing. And we got to go work for it every day and go do it.
Does that fire you guys up?
Mm. Yeah, I guess so.
No, it doesn't.
Exactly.
You can't say yes, I guess so.
The words mean, what he's saying means the right things. That's what I want to say.
But does he, let me ask it this way. If you're in that room, because I know he also talked about some of his new teammates and all that kind of crap. Yeah,
the league neighbors, Andrew Thomas, Cotton.
If you're in that room, and this is your quarterback, I mean, you're Tiki Barber, right? You're a running back, you're a big part of the team. This is your quarterback, and you're listening to this press conference. Your response would be?
We had this situation when Kerry Collins came to the New York Giants, and there was a prejudice or a prejudging. It was very easy to throw his way because of his experience or experiences in Carolina. And they weren't great at all. And what Ernie, of course, he told us, because I guess Ernie had gotten to know him a little bit in the recruitment process, because you all remember the Giants bid against themselves to get Kerry Collins. And so he told us, Ernie told us, don't think about or even consider what you think you know about him. Just meet him and get to know him for who he is now.
That's right attitude.
And so we did. And we all love Kerry. And he was amazing. Took us to a Super Bowl. Still a friend. And so if I'm in the Giants organization or a player, that's exactly how you have to approach Russ. You can't let any of the nonsense that's surrounding him, including the Mr. Unlimited stuff, follow him there.
Right.
You have to leave that at the door.
Got to give him a clean slate.
And judge him for how he is with you. Now, we'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah.
Because if what you think you know about him starts to show itself, then you're just going to fall back into what everybody said about him.
Absolutely.
So it's a tough situation. It really is.
No, definitely. Let's hear more from Russell Wilson.
Okay, before we hear that clip, Russell Wilson said he talked to John Mara when he visited the Giants, and again, he spoke to Mr. Mara yesterday. Now, we speculated whether Russell Wilson will be at opening day in the Bronx tomorrow. Russell Wilson let us in on what he's going to be doing.
Well, hold on. How about what he's doing tonight?
Mm-hmm.
If you tell me he's going to Nets Raptors, he's got problems. Like, if he's going, I'm going. But if he's going...
Wait, what? You are?
I'm taking my wife, yeah.
Maybe so is Ross. Maybe you, Ciara and Ross, and you and your wife can do a double date at the Barclays Center.
And I'm sitting in fancy seats, so you never know.
Hapless Nets.
Let's hear... Well, let's hope they're hapless tonight, if you know what I mean. Let's hear what Russ is doing tonight.
He used to always say simple wins. You know, sometimes it's the little things that you do well. You know, if I use basketball terms, you know, I get to go to the Knicks game tonight. I'm excited to go watch them play. But at the end of the day, you got to make your free throws and layups. And I think the same thing in football.
Damn
he
it.
Used to always say simple wins. You know?
I forgot the Knicks are playing tonight. Yeah.
So Russell Wilson, I don't know if Ciara's going to be there, but he will be at Madison Square Garden, the real basketball in this town.
No, Knicks. As he should be. Knicks Clippers versus Nets Raptors. Right. Like, what are we doing? I totally forgot they were home. What kind of reaction is he getting?
I do not know.
He'll get a great reaction.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. Mm. Well, yeah, I think so, yeah.
Hey, guys. Russell here.
I don't know, man. I truly don't.
I don't. I'm with Tiki.
Like, I don't boo people, so I would cheer them. Hey, glad you're here type of thing. But I don't know. I truly don't know.
I think I'm with you. Your response of the, I don't know, I lean towards you. If I had to guess, I think he's going to get booed.
I think it's the perfect night for Russell Wilson to be at the Garden. Number one, we know where the Knicks are at right now. They're coasting to the playoffs. We're talking about opening day eve. Everybody's in a good mood. Yankees are back. Mets are back.
No, but Tommy,
people aren't
Tommy,
looking to boo tonight.
Tommy.
But this isn't the expectation that people had for the Giants starting quarterback.
Exactly.
That's the problem. So it's not even really about him. It's just about the situation that the Giant fan finds himself in right now.
Yeah, it's where I think you're off about this. So remember when Aaron Rodgers went to a Knicks game? And he got a rousing ovation, which I was surprised about.
Evan and I were at the game.
Yeah, we were there. And I didn't think he'd get cheered because I'm like, most people are Giant fans.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like Aaron Rodgers. He's going to get booed. But I think overall people were just excited about it. They heard about it for a while. They gave him a cheer. I think the difference is, A, there's not optimism about the Giants.
Right.
Like, I could tell you I agree with what Joe Shane is doing, but most Giant fans, if you listen to this radio station, are not happy about their place. That's number one. Number two, fair or not, Russell Wilson is not a beloved player in this league.
No.
He's been ridiculed and he's been mocked.
And he's been in four different places now in the last 5 years.
Yes.
So it's a lot of moving around.
A lot of moving around. He's not like, I just think it's going to be a lukewarm mildish reaction. I'd be very surprised if it's a rousing standing ovation the way Rodgers got.
Yeah.
I don't think the
prevailing thought is he's coming in as a conquering hero. And I think that's maybe how he views himself.
Right.
But I don't know if that's how the fans are, because the fans won't buy that until they actually see him do it.
Yeah.
So a year from now, if he wins 10 games, 11 games, and gets to the postseason, and he goes to a Knicks game, people will love him.
I'll tell you this.
You got to earn it in this city.
It is an absolute lock now that he will be at Yankee Stadium tomorrow.
No doubt
now, because he's going to do the full New York experience. He's going to go to the Garden, which he should be, to see Knicks Clippers. Not a bad little game, by the way. Tomorrow afternoon, he played for the Yankees once.
Yeah.
He's technically on their, something roster, because he played for them in 2018, pinch hitting for Aaron Judge.
Reserve roster or something like that.
He's not only going to be at Yankee Stadium tomorrow, he's taking batting practice at Yankee Stadium tomorrow.
I agree with that. He's going to be taking BP. By the way, Russell Wilson, if you don't want to get booed, I think you got to bring Ciara to the game.
Is she even here?
She lives here with him, doesn't she?
I don't know if they moved here.
Maybe not. Yet. If she's around, Ross, bring her to the game.
They got somebody's got to watch the kids, right?
Rich people have babysitters that watch the kids. They have nannies that watch the kids. David Lee always gets a really big reaction. Now, obviously, good Nick, but the reason he gets such a reaction, because everybody knows him, because he's married to Caroline Wozniacki. And everybody knows David Lee almost now as the husband of our. So Russell Wilson's the least famous person in the couple. Bring your famous wife. You're going to get a great reaction. You're not going to boo her.
I confirmed this because I remembered it, but I wanted to confirm it. He was at a Brooklyn Net game like 8 years ago, and she was there.
Yeah.
He's done this before. So, I think that's the way to go, but I still think he's going to get booed. I don't think it's going to save him.
Well, we're going to find out, because they always post when the celebrities are there on social media. So we'll hear the reaction, like Strahan a week or so ago.
Speaking of celebrities, I have to address this, because this is now bothering me. So when you watch Knicks games, like I watched last night's Knicks game, usually like third quarter on MSG, they're going to show the celebrities. They do their little courtside celebrity stuff. And I'm watching this last night, and Matt Harvey was up there. And I've seen this a lot. Oh, Matt Harvey's here at the game, blah, 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 blah. Tiki?
Yeah.
You're a much bigger star than Matt Harvey. If you want to sit courtside at Madison Square Garden, and not just sit courtside, but get the treatment, it's a lock. So I know you're not comfortable doing it, but don't you have to make a phone call and say, what is this crap?
I'd rather sit in a suite. I'm being honest.
I get you. I think I just want to see it that one time. Well, I'm watching the celebrities.
I don't necessarily enjoy being plastered in the spotlight.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I can do it and be perfectly confident and comfortable in a spotlight, but right. I don't seek it out.
Yeah, you know what you got to do, though?
I'm a homebody, dude.
I know you are, and you're not that kind of guy. I think you got to do it for Tommy. I think that you call up the Knicks, courtside tickets, Tommy sits next to you, because it'll make his life. This is not about me. This is all Tommy. You take Tommy to the game, they'll put Tiki on the board, you'll get a big ovation. I mean, I'm a Met fan, bro. I'm not a Giant fan. Mm-hmm. Tiki Barber versus Matt Harvey? What are we doing?
No doubt.
I mean, come on. The guy was great for 5 minutes. I mean, I don't even want to make this a John Franco thing, because I could do Tiki versus Franco. I'm not touching that. I love John Franco.
Well, he goes there a lot.
He goes there a lot. Yeah. But Matt Harvey?
So he's a regular.
Matt, we're giving Matt Harvey the courtside star treatment? You got him in. Come on. Stop. So I think you should do it. But I think you should do it for Tommy.
Absolutely.
Do it
for Tommy. And then I can claim that the ovation was in reality for me.
Generational talent at WFA. Doubt. Yeah.
Tommy!
By the way, we've been waiting for it. We have the Russell Wilson sign-off. The first sign-off
here. Oh, I can't wait!
Here we go. Give me one second.
So I'm excited to be a part of all that.
Thanks, Russ. You're all set.
Okay. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
So there you go. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. That's going to be the catchphrase.
That's it? That's the catchphrase.
That was it?
There was no sign-off?
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No, that's
disappointing.
That means he
dangerously
doesn't.
Good.
That means he doesn't have one yet.
But that's a bad job. We talked about how excited he is. He's already changed his Twitter profile. He's going to the Knick game. He's going to the Yankee game in all likelihood. He's already done his press conference, which feels like a record. I mean, he just signed last night.
He couldn't wait. That was the thing.
You got to come with material.
Yeah.
You got to.
I think he's still thinking about it, but you know what we need to do?
Make one up for him?
Yeah.